Clinical trials are used to determine whether new drugs, diagnostics, or treatments are both safe and effective for cancer patients. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with the head of medical affairs at Covance Laboratories in Indianapolis, Dr. Anag Vora, about how those trials may now be tailored for people through what's called precision medicine.
There is a whole host of testing that one does, and then you tailor the drug or the treatment to that patient based on this testing. And if I think about where the future of clinical trial work will go, there'll be more upfront testing of a patient population before we just randomly give them drugs.
You know, it's fascinating that you can look at someone's disease or whatever they have, and it's not really a one-size-fits-all for everyone. I mean, before perhaps you're like, okay, you have this disease and this is how we treat everybody, but now you're looking at that more specifically.
If we think about even 10, 15 years ago, if you had a certain type of cancer, you'd get a certain type of treatment, no matter what, who you were, where you came from, etc. However, that has shifted dramatically, and that trend will continue to shift. And I think that's probably a better definition of what precision medicine is. The trick then is to decide what are the laboratory tests that we need to identify for patients? What are the subset of patients that will receive benefit from these blockbuster drugs? But also, who would be the least likely to suffer adverse effects? Because some of these medications, if we think about in cancer treatment, such as chemotherapy, there are significant adverse effects. However, when you're dealing with a life-threatening disease, such as cancer, right, people have to make that kind of calculation to say, what will I put up with, losing my hair or losing my life?
Can you do that with any cancer, with any disease, when you look at precision medicine?
Hopefully the goal will be in any disease. However, currently the most research and the most trials are done in oncology and in the cancer space. We know the most about that for several reasons. The main is because obviously cancer is a terminal disease and people are naturally scared by it. But there's also been a lot of investment by the government and private companies in that space. Other disease states, if we think about schizophrenia or other psychiatric conditions like depression, it's not just simply a laboratory test one can do for that condition. So we have to tailor the treatment based, again, on the individual person, the diagnosis, the relevant biomarkers, and then treat accordingly.
How successful is that when you do that specifically?
It's certainly a vast improvement than when it was previously. Again, if we look at life expectancy, if we look at progression-free survival, and what I mean by progression-free survival is how long has that patient survived without the cancer getting worse? And that is an actual measure that we use in clinical trials to demonstrate the effectiveness of drugs. There has been vast improvements in that area, in progression-free survival. However, there has not been the overall change in cancer deaths over time. We usually measure cancer mortality within a 5-year window. After that 5-year window, it spikes. Prevention is better than cure. And so taking the necessary steps in preventing cancer as best as we can, you know, not smoking, getting regular exercise, living that healthy lifestyle and that diet are far more effective than taking a cocktail of drugs at the end of the day.
What do you see with new technology right now, and where is it going?
Again, technology, and I'll go back to my previous point about, prevention is better than cure. I think technology plays obviously a pivotal role in the treatment of diseases, not just in cancer, but in various states. But I think the real push for technology will be in early detection. Because if we can identify disease states early enough, we have a better chance of cure and better outcomes than if we wait until a late stage. And certainly the diagnostic companies such as LabCorp are very focused on providing these kind of diagnostic tools to detect disease early.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That's head of medical affairs at Covance Laboratories in Indianapolis, Dr. Anag Vora, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.